Welcome to the Talking Total Farmer Health Podcast. Linda Emanuel here, AgriSafe's Agricultural Health Liaison and host. Joining us today to discuss the importance of community health workers in agricultural communities is Dr. Maria Cantu-Hines. Dr. Hines, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here with you.
Dr. Cantu, please, introduce yourself, share a bit of your background, who you work for, why did you get into this field, and how that work that you do with community health workers can be impactful in our agricultural communities.
Thank you. So my name is Maria Cantu-Hines. I graduated from medical school in Mexico, and I work with Four Corners Health Department as Health Promotion Unit Manager. And how did I get here? I think my very first experiences in with community health workers, well, first with public health and community health workers, were through medical school. A lot of the focus on, and I don't know if it's because of the type of a school that we have, that it has a little more of a social medicine type of path, where you as a primary care provider are actually in charge of the education of the patient. And that's the way, we were trained. So for me, prevention was part of my curriculum very heavily. And then with that, I also started to work when I was undergrad with promotoras. And that is kind of the way I started to kind of get into the community health worker. I found my love for community health worker work and my passion with public health too.
So tell me more about promotoras. Exactly what is, who is that? Who carries that title?
Yes. And I will tell you, it's kind of, this is an equivalent that what I see here in the United States as community health workers. Promotora is a member of the community. They live there. They talk to the neighbors every day, and they actually do receive some training, and they do some outreach with their neighbors, with their cousins, the people they go to church with, the people that they see every day. So promotoras are people who belong to a community, and they can do outreach and education with their own communities. They pass those messages from healthcare providers, from local health departments, from clinics, you name it, behavioral health services, whatever the need is for education and outreach. They are the ones who can relate that as peer to peer.
Awesome. So like a connector. So tell us more about this community health worker concept. How are they different from doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers? And as well as like, what sort of background or experiences do those community health workers hold?
Yes. So, you can have a variety of community health workers depending on the need, but a community health worker in a nutshell is someone who is respected in the community, someone who feels comfortable reaching out to others, someone who, with a little bit of training, confidentiality, and they can actually reach out to people and help them navigate different things, whether it is education, that prevention education, how to avoid infectious diseases. In Mexico, what I remember, the promotoras were doing a lot on hygiene, how to, keep your family healthy by washing your hands before you cook, by cleaning the house, by dusting and, sweeping. And so, and then also they have a component on go check your blood pressure at least twice a week, and then keep track of your numbers, make sure that you know your numbers and you keep an eye on your control of high blood pressure. Those are two examples. But this, a community health worker is a person that will be seen as someone that people look up to. One example that I had a community health worker in Grand Island, and she was a mom, and her passion was oral health. And what she did is she prepared a display board and she will drop her kids to school. And after she dropped them off, she will stay at the cafeteria and then other parents will join her and she will talk about, early childhood decay or oral health prevention measures, and how to pass those messages to the whole family. And then we'll get some, free toothbrushes and little toothpaste for her to give away. So, but parents wanted to talk to her about that and ask questions. There are a lot of things that they can do as helping navigate and understand systems, resources, and health information.
Exactly. So it sounds like these folks are trusted, first of all, trusted in their community and very knowledgeable. And again, that connection of between the health systems, health concepts, and then how that would parlay or connect in with the population that they serve.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So when we think about our rural communities, and I know you live somewhat rural, I certainly live rural, what can CHWs offer to our rural communities and agricultural in particular?
So I see in rural communities, so we talk about, the community health workers are people who are embedded in the community. They are our arms to reach out, sometimes the hard to reach populations. So is a community health workers are a great resource for to eliminate health disparities in general. And we know that rural communities experience big time disparities related to geographical aspects and also access to care many times. There's another thing that we see with rural communities that our rural communities are very resilient, but also there's a culture there that you don't go to the doctor unless you feel like you're dying. So without making any stereotypes or labeling anything, but we take pride of that on that. I live across the street from a cornfield, so in a 300 population town, and I love living there. I'm rural, so I don't farm, but I see the activity every day, and I talk to the people, the parents that my kids interacted with, where those parents who farm, that their kids play sports with my kids or went to school with my kids. So that's my reality too, in a different way. But I know that sometimes these barriers, these factors, geographical, some stigma about, addressing certain health concerns or not. Sometimes there are financial strains because, as when people farm, sometimes, the finances can be volatile sometimes. So those things add a lot of complexity to the access, the time sometimes to seek for healthcare or to look for information. Sometimes people say, I don't want to know if I'm sick. I cannot afford it. So I don't have time to do that. So community health workers can be that source. It's like talking to a friend, and maybe it's your friend, a community health worker who lives in your community, who maybe farms too, or maybe is very familiar with the lifestyle. They experience the same barriers that you do, or maybe they go to church with you. So that person, you feel comfortable talking about it. All these barriers that rural communities or farming or agricultural communities face, they cannot be addressed in a 15-minute visit with the doctor. So those things are day-to-day. Community health workers are that everyday type of connection with little snippets of healthcare and prevention.
Those nugget-sized information that takes a little while to digest sometimes, but hopefully then can be incorporated into daily lives. You talked just a little bit about social determinants of health, and I'd like you to speak a little bit more to that, especially how the community health workers can help folks discuss what those are, and then as well as strategize with them to get the correct help.
Yes. So the social determinants of health, these are the factors that affect our health that sometimes we don't see them as a traditional, influencer for our health. For example, we can see that if I eat too much sugar, I can have diabetes. There's, cause effect that we see it right away, or, that we can connect it. It makes sense in our head. But the social determinants of health are those things that are part of our everyday life. Not just that, the way where we live, where we grew up, where we were born, the school we go to, our environment, whether I feel I belong to my community or not, all the context that makes my everyday life, that composes my everyday life. So the social determinants of health are those things that are sort of invisible, but they keep building every day into our health. So they work slowly but steady. So social determinants of health, they're not necessarily, something that is going to affect negatively our health, but can affect positively our health. Now, when we have community health workers and we say that community health workers are embedded in our community, community health workers are the people that, maybe we go to church with, or maybe, it's my neighbor. A community health worker lives the sim a similar reality, but they are equipped with tools to help me navigate this, to have someone to talk about this. Many times we don't have someone to talk about concerns, or we don't want to worry people about that. Community health workers are there to extract that information to make the environment good for people to feel comfortable talking about, prevention, having questions about how do I go to see a doctor? Do I need to go see a specialist? Or something about my insurance or whatever it is the case. So a community health worker in this context is a person that will help, people navigate those issues.
Right. When I think about social determinants of health, I often think about the something simple as water. Is your water clean? Is it healthy? How do I go about testing the water? Then what do I do with those results if there's something there that needs to be addressed?
That's yes. And, your environment too, like people who are isolated, chronic stress that comes from feeling like whether you don't belong or you're not in the right environment, or your environment is not healthy, like pollutants or water or you name it. So yes, and the community health worker will be familiar with those too. And always, all the trainings for community health workers usually are targeted to the social determinants and diseases that the incidence and prevalence of certain diseases in certain areas. So that's another thing to consider.
So we've talked about so many good things with CHWs. I'm thinking, why wouldn't you want a CHW in your community? Let's talk just a little bit about those challenges. What are some of the challenges CHWs will experience in their work?
One thing that needs to be very clear to avoid a challenge is community health workers usually receive certain trainings and things about general and prevention and can be as specific as is needed. But another thing that is very important is confidentiality, because even though they are not a nurse or a healthcare provider, sometimes they need to understand their role is important and people will open up to them. And confidentiality is a big thing too. Again, it sounds like why if they're like a member of my community and probably, but it's just that extra layer of comfort for people, the people we serve, that they will feel like, you know what, I can open up and I can talk about my fears or my concerns without thinking that they're going to be sharing with other people. One of the things that can be a barrier or a challenge for them is that at some point people ask for advice, medical advice from them. There's this specific code of ethics for community health workers where they learn, how to go or navigate through those situations where people want to have medical advice and they're asking the community health worker for it. And there are ways to just say, you know what, no, we need to. I can help you make an appointment with the doctor, but these questions, or to call the nurse, but these questions are for your healthcare provider. Now, another big challenge for a community health worker right now is, and I believe is being worked out, but is not having community health workers identified as a part of the medical team, if you will. Like, again, you'll say, Maria, you just said that they're not medical professionals or healthcare providers. Yes, I agree. But they are still part of this team of reaching out and providing prevention and information and education and navigation to patients. So it makes it hard for, in terms of sustainability, when you are looking for funding sources or, a way to keep them, in the workforce or motivated too, because they have a life and they need to pay bills too.
And I could see that with the healthcare team. I think it's a newer concept, at least here in the Midwest. And so just still trying to understand exactly what that role looks like and how can we integrate them to be in part of the bigger team, the bigger healthcare provider team.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So is there a cost for services provided by a CHW? How are they reimbursed? Like you said, they have bills to pay as well.
Yes. Well, usually what I have seen in the past, I work for the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and I trained probably, it was over 100 community health workers from different areas and mostly rural Nebraska. And the only thing that I could secure for them is a contract. Again, because we're talking about, reimbursement sustainability for the program. So I knew that I couldn't hire that amount of community health workers, and it was a very brand new concept for a long term. So, and also because I needed people from the community, I was not looking for credentials, I was not looking for expertise, I was looking for connection, engagement, and that being able to be role models for others. So we call them back then lay health ambassadors. So the way I did it, it was writing contracts, tying specific deliverables, presentations and people connected with, and then when they deliver the presentations, and then I will pay them a fee. But the good thing with that, what I was thinking is, how can you ensure that this was a, or how can you explain that this was a good approach when it was just a one-time only thing? My justification when I wrote that proposal is that they will become that seed planted in the community, that they will remain there with that knowledge and knowing how to update the knowledge and having my phone number if they need further information. So to me, that was a way that it was not probably a sustainability thing for me because I couldn't keep them, but it was for the community. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what I wanted the resource to remain in the community and keep, helping there.
Good idea. Start with a good planted seed.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I can see that that certainly would be just a really nice path to take. So are there grant monies out there that you're aware of that help pay for CHWs?
I always hear about grant monies like HRSA, or it's just, sometimes it's hit and miss.
So we've talked a lot about CHWs, and you've done a fabulous job in explaining the concept and the potential for our rural communities and how they can help our rural communities and agriculture in particular maintain good health. Is there any other information that you think is important that you'd like to share?
My dream is to see an army of community health workers across the state. And this is not, I don't want to cliche the concept of community health worker. What I'm trying to say here is my dream is to see that the concept of community health workers is applied everywhere, where people within your own community become your resource to your trusted role model. Where people don't feel like if I don't take a pill, I'm hopeless. I'm going to be sick for the rest of my life. But that person that connects with you and bring these prevention messages about in connection, sometimes all we need is just to brainstorm with someone and talk about something to find the solutions together. So, and I think that's a very important part of the work of a community health worker. They become that sounding board for people. Oh, and another thing, if you think about it, they bring those concerns back to us, to
Yes.
public health, to the
Yes.
healthcare providers. So is the things that the patient was not able to say in that doctor's visit sometimes is conveyed by community health workers. We have had so many like meetings and focus groups with community health workers where they share the things that we usually don't hear from the people we serve because it's just a different dynamic. And that's their job to really connect and hear those things and have enough time to keep that communication going and that connection and that trust. Trust is paramount here for community health workers. I truly believe in the power of, empowering the community. And to me, in my vision, the first step is having community health work, those igniters in the community that will empower more people.
You have been a delight to interview today, Maria. Thank you so much for your expertise and continued best wishes that we can get the CHW program off on the ground and running everywhere in all of our rural communities.
Thank you, Linda. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for inviting me today.
Hey, pardon the interruption. This is Laura Siegel here. I am the podcast director and the health communications officer for AgriSafe Network. And I just wanted to say, in case you didn't know, we have a webpage for, as well as trainings for, community health workers and promotoras. And if you're interested, just go to our website or check the show notes. The URL is agrisafe.org/CHW. And of course, the CHW are the initials for community health workers. All right, take care.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This episode was created by AgriSafe Network, directed by Laura Siegel, hosted by me, Linda Emanuel, edited by Joel Sharpton for ProPodcastingServices.com, with special guest, Dr. Maria Cantu-Hines.